Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning. Monday, August the 1st, 2022. We are in the month of August, the home stretch of summer. Those lazy, crazy, hazy dog days of August. 13 minutes past the hour, 66 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies. And I'll tell you something interesting. When I went out this morning to get my diet soda, it was kind of chilly out this morning. Now, I don't know if I was just particularly in the mood to feel chilly as I went out this morning, or if it actually is just that chilly outside. 66 degrees for the beginning of August is a little chilly, I think, even in the morning. But, hey, we're off and running. We've got a lot to talk about here this morning. The first thing I want to talk about, I'm going to tell you maybe why I feel a little chilly this morning. On Saturday, I was invited to go watch a soccer game down at River Valley. And Saturday was not a particularly hot day, as everybody remembers. It was just, you know, warm, not hot. It was, I don't even think it was 80 degrees on Saturday. So I went down there, and there were actually two soccer scrimmages that were going on, so it lasted about 3 hours. And I went down there and sat and watched these soccer scrimmages. And I had on jeans, and I think I had on a short-sleeved shirt, but I ended up getting sunburned on, and I don't even know how I did this. It must have been the way I was sitting, but my face and one side of my neck. Now, I was not in any shade, so how I got sunburned on just one side of my neck, I'll never know. But Saturday night was really no problem. I really couldn't feel it then. I knew that my face was red, but I wasn't in any pain or anything. But yesterday, the pain definitely started to amp up. And this morning, oh my goodness, my neck feels like it's on fire. Now, my face is okay. I mean, I can definitely tell that it's burnt. It feels sore. But my neck is just about as sore as anything could be. And here's the thing about this for all men out there listening. And maybe some women, I don't know. But shaving, when you have a sunburn on your face and your neck, when you get up to shave in the morning, that is torture. Absolute torture. So I might have been already feeling overly warm by the time I got in the car. And maybe that's why it felt cool. But holy mackerel. The soccer game was great. It was actually Natalie, Angie's daughter's soccer game. She did great. And it was fun to watch the game. But oh man, is my neck on fire. Now what do you do in this particular situation? If you are a man and if you are shaving, because you can't put any like aloe vera or anything on it before you shave, because you have to put shaving cream on and you would wipe it off. And I don't have any aloe vera anyway. I don't even have any sunscreen. I should have thought about that before I went down there. I'm going to have to buy some sunscreen if I'm going to be out in the sun the remainder of the summer, I guess. But what do you use? What kind of sunscreen, or what do you use to take the sting out of a sunburn? I know it doesn't last very long, but boy, oh boy, it is a pain in the neck right now. Literally a pain in the neck, because that is where the sunburn is. So if you have any home remedies or any ideas, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. All right, a couple other things here quick before we get to... We do have our Ohio State Fair ticket giveaways are going to continue this morning, so I want you to stick with us for those. This morning, we have ticket giveaways to Zach Williams, We the Kingdom. This is a very, very, very popular Christian band that will be at the Ohio State Fair tonight at 7 p.m. So we'll be giving those tickets away as the morning goes along. And also, there are tickets tomorrow for Scotty McQueary, who I think was an American Idol winner. That show is August the 2nd at 7:30, so we'll have those tickets as well to give away today and probably some tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. We're going to be giving away those tickets. And if you know anybody who would like those tickets, give them a buzz and tell them to turn us on this morning here on WWGH Radio. I did. Mary just sent me a message, and she said, did I notice that Jeff, her husband, was one of the referees at River Valley? And I did see him there Saturday officiating. He was out on the field, I think, most of the time I was there. So I didn't get a chance to say hello, but I did see him out there officiating the game on Saturday. I saw a lot of people. It wasn't a big crowd because it was just scrimmages, but I saw a lot of people that I knew out there on Saturday, oddly enough. But yes, it was good to see Jeff. It's always good to see Jeff and Mary anytime I see both of them. So yes, I did notice that, and I'm glad you're out there listening this morning, Mary. But boy, oh boy, the sunburn is a pain in the neck. The other thing I want to bring up, yesterday was kind of a busy weekend. I was out and about a lot this weekend. Yesterday, I went to the Quarry Street Park. Now, I have not been to the Quarry Street Park in a long, long time. And, well, hold on. Let me hold off on Quarry Street, and let me just do this little story. I got a piece of mail on Friday, and it's for Carolyn Weston for the Ohio Democratic Party State Central Committee. And you know, these are just mailers that come in. But I'll tell you why this mailer was particularly of interest to me. If you turn the mailer over on the back, you see a picture of Ted Strickland and Mary Ellen Withrow. So, of course, I'm going to pay attention to this piece of mail. Now, basically what it's saying is that Ted Strickland, former governor of Ohio, has endorsed Carolyn Weston for Democratic Party State Central Committee. And there's a nice picture of former Governor Strickland on the back of this mailer, which, you know, Governor Strickland's been on the show many times, good guy. And then it's got a picture of Mary Ellen. Now, and it also gives little quotes about what Mary Ellen and Ted Strickland said. Now, the odd thing to me about this is that it lists Ted Strickland as the former governor of Ohio, which that's right, and it lists Mary Ellen Withrow as the former state treasurer of Ohio. And yes, she was the former state treasurer of Ohio, but she was also the treasurer of the United States. Now, it would seem to me that you would probably put her highest title on there, but maybe it's because she's running for office in Ohio that she put former state treasurer of Ohio on here. I don't know. I just thought that was a little different, but I was glad to see Mary Ellen and Governor Strickland's faces on this mailer. So did anybody else get that mailer and think that was odd for Carolyn Weston? Give me a buzz on that, 740-751-4038. So far we're talking about the soccer sunburn, and we're talking about the mailer that had Mary Ellen Withrow on it from Carolyn Weston, which must mean we're heading into election season, which definitely is not too far away. I think I saw an article last week, we're under 100 days now. Or as you're supposed to say in radio, 100 days. We're under 100 days until the election. So that's the mailers will start coming out. 740-751-4038. Okay, now I'm going to get to Quarry Street. I had not been to the Quarry Street Park in a long, long time. But yesterday decided to go over there. It was a nice, beautiful day and thought, why not go over to Quarry Street? We had been to lunch yesterday at Stewart's Root Beer. And decided, well, we're over in that area. Let's go over to Quarry Street Park. So we go over there, and there was one other car there. which to me is kind of odd. This big park on a Sunday, probably 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Nobody else was there. Now, here are some problems. Quarry Street Park. First, let me praise it. Quarry Street Park is a beautiful park. They've got beautiful trails. I think people were... I think the other people who were there that day were going to be fishing. It looked like they were going to fish, although I did not see them fish. They have shelter houses. They have picnic tables. It's a beautiful scenic landscape. If you get out of your car and walk over to the actual quarry where all the water is. But here's the problem with the Quarry Street Park. Number one, as soon as you turn in, it's a gravel road. Or I'm not even sure if you call it a gravel road. It's a road that's not been paved, that has stone on it, and there are a lot of big holes in that road. And Quarry Street Park is not a small park. So I hopefully at some point somebody is able to repave that. And the other issue is that there are, we talk about this a lot on this show, there are no facilities at Quarry Street Park, meaning to say there are no public restrooms and there are no porta-johns at Quarry Street Park anywhere. Now, I would guess if you were going to Quarry Street, you'd probably be going there to fish, or you would be going there to have a picnic, or you would be going there for an event where you might need to go to the restroom. And there's no restroom anywhere there. No public restroom, no port-a-john. Now, you can go to the mausoleum now here in Marion and find a port-a-john. You can go to most cemeteries and find a port-a-john. And I would imagine you would probably, I would have to say, spend more time in the Quarry Street Park than you would in a cemetery. So maybe this is why Quarry Street Park is not visited like other parks are. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Has anybody noticed that the road, once you enter Quarry Street Park, is a rough road? And the fact that they have no porta-johns at the Quarry Street Park, it just seems like something that somebody would have paid attention to. Like, I know over here at Garfield Park, when the public restrooms were no longer usable, they brought in porta-johns. And I can't think of any other park in Marion where they don't have porta-johns, or at least a public restroom that works. Now, Quarry Street doesn't have that, and I don't know why. And it's strange because it's way out there on Lynn Hipshire, so there's not anywhere close to go. Go ahead, caller.
Is that what they call that, Scott? Quarry Street Park?
Yeah, they call it Quarry Street Park. That's on the sign when you first turn in.
But that's not where Quarry Street's at in Marion.
No, I don't know if it's because it was the quarry, if that's why they call it that. I don't know.
Remember that old cemetery? That's where... Where that one guy is supposed to be buried, that's where Quarry Street.
Well, maybe it's called Quarry Park. You know, maybe just Quarry Park.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah, but have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed how bad the road is there?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you think they could do something, maybe just put down some stone if they can't afford to pave it.
Now, they do have blacktop hiking paths.
Yeah, the hiking path, that's what I say, the park itself is great. I wish more people were out there. The hiking paths are great. It looks like the fishing is great. They have some shelters with picnic tables in them. You know, it looks like they want people there. They have nice parking areas. But the road is so terrible, and they don't have any restrooms there.
Well, when you don't have restrooms, you know what's going to happen, you know. People's not going to get in their car and, you know, go down to a gas station and take a leak. They're going to find a obscure place and take a leak, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I thought they didn't want people to do that.
I know they don't want people to do that. It don't make sense, does it?
Well, no, and in Quarry Street, way out there on Lynn Hipshire, you got to go a little ways to get to a. I think the closest restroom would probably be the gas station there on Main Street. So you're going to have to drive 3 or 4 miles to get to the gas station.
Right.
So I didn't understand that, and you know it, but it made sense to me because here we have this beautiful area in Marion, but nobody was there yesterday. 1 o'clock, beautiful sunny day, Sunday, and there was two other people there. Well, one other car. Yeah, I think they were fishing, but I never saw them fish, so I don't know if they were getting ready to fish or they had just finished up fishing, but. Maybe that's why people don't go there.
There's something I wanted to talk to you about. What happened to Nate and Nate Show?
Oh, well, I'm glad you brought that up. To be honest with you, I really don't know. When he says there were no arguments or anything like that, he's absolutely telling the truth because I did not find out about that until... Oh, when did he...
He said he wasn't mad or anything, but kind of...
No, I well he
he's
I
just
I,
been doing that show for
3 years.
4 weeks on Saturday.
Yeah, I really wish I could tell you I knew what was wrong. I don't know because here's how it happened. Last, you know, his show's on Saturday. I can't remember if it was Wednesday or Thursday, but one day I got an email. I didn't even talk to Nate. I didn't see him. It just came in an email. And he said I'm not mad at anybody, and but I think Saturday's going to be the last show. And I really don't know what precipitated it. He didn't say, and
there's something bugging him or something.
I don't know. I don't know
there's
if he's...
There's got to be a reason.
I would hate to even speculate. I've always gotten along with Nate. Nate and I have never had a bad word. And like I say, I didn't even speak to him in this because he emailed me to say he was leaving. He didn't call me or come to me. Or not that he had to, but it...
Is he still going to do Live at 5?
Well, see, I don't really have any idea.
That's going to kill that show because Terry don't show up.
I'll tell you, it's interestingly enough, we do have some new programming coming up here on the station. So, you know, we'll fill these holes. But I don't know if it was the move to Saturday that hurt him, because I did hear him mention, I did listen a little bit on Saturday, and I heard him say that when he started, he was getting like 14 or 15 phone calls. And I think last Saturday, he only got 4, maybe 5.
Oh, he got more than that.
No, I think he rattled him off. I think that's what he said.
But he shouldn't have moved to Saturday then.
Well, I think that was part of the problem. I also think that maybe doing the Live at 5 show and that show were too much. I don't know. Maybe he didn't like the idea of going digital. I don't know. You know, as I said last week, Nate's show is interesting. And I like Nate a lot. I have nothing bad to say about him. And if he ends up somewhere else, I wish him the best of luck. But interestingly enough, he is the only show on this station that really totally relies on phone calls. I don't think I can't remember him ever having a guest on his show. I can't remember him ever really doing a topic. And I think that he was worried that there would be no calls if we did go digital. So maybe he went out and made a deal with somebody else. If he did, he did not tell me. So
I think the show was better with Amber. I think it, you know, when she went there with him, you know, it was better.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was much better when his wife joined him. I thought they were doing a great job. And I feel bad to the degree that I think when we do go digital, I think he will realize that we are still getting phone calls. And I also want to make an announcement in regard to that this morning. But I wish he would have tried it if that was the reason. Because I can understand trying something for a month, and if it doesn't work, then leaving. But I don't know if that's why he left. Like I said, he did not tell me. All I know is that I think somebody told me that I don't even know. It didn't come from him. So if it didn't come from him, I don't want to say it. All he said.
The new Lume commercial.
No, there's a new one?
Yeah, they talk about taking it and putting it between your butt cheeks.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Oh, here.
And then so many hours later, they tell you the stink level.
Oh, that's...
And then so many hours after that, they tell you the stink level.
Well, I do want to... That sounds great. Well...
When you see it, I'll catch your attention.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pay attention. Well, I do want to let everybody know, though, about the digital thing, because I know a lot of people have trouble programming their phones and things, and I was talking with Adam, and he said if anybody has trouble programming anything, that he will be glad to come help them. So when we do go digital...
Is it a done deal? You're going to go digital?
I think so. I mean...
Digital completely?
You're
already digital, aren't you?
Yeah, we're already digital. It's basically based on the FCC. We basically told them we're not paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to get a lawyer. That's where we're at. And they really haven't responded to that yet.
I don't see how they can't understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they seem to have a problem with that because they're the ones who ordered us to get one. And we said, no, we're not going to do that. And so that's where we are with that. So if they come back and say, well, sorry about that, sorry about your luck, which I guess they could do, but...
Well, they've had experiences with other small stations like you guys.
Well, I don't think it's ever happened this way. I'm not even sure how this all happened, because I don't think people complain like the person who complained. I mean, the person who complained has turned us into everybody you could possibly turn us into.
He'll be happy.
Well, maybe he will. God bless him. I mean, if I can lower his blood pressure, I'll be happy. But like I said, you know, the truth of the matter is, and I hate talking about this, but broadcasters get on the air to broadcast. I don't think of how many people are listening. I mean, I hope a lot of people are listening, but I get on here to do my show. And Friday just reinforced that for me, because when we gave away those tickets on Friday, every winner we had, except Judy, I had never heard from before. I'd never heard of Angela. I'd never heard of Kim. I had never heard of, Ron. I think Ron won.
Well, they're probably listeners, but they just don't call.
Right. So that's, I don't think that a listener, the people who call in, are a good gauge of how many people are listening. Because as I was telling Adam over the weekend, or somebody, maybe it was Sean, I said, you know, the people who call in are probably people who are not working. The people who are working are not able to call in every day, unless there's something like tickets they want. So, and all the people I met with on Saturday to give those tickets to were fairly, I think they all were young. Oh, no, and Maggie. I'd never heard that Maggie had won tickets.
Well, there's a lot of people that don't want to get on the phone and call in and, be, you know, especially get on the air, but they listen. I know my mom used to listen to radio religiously.
Right.
She would never get on. You know, she would take a lot of things down and, you know, tell you about it and, you know, stuff if she thought you might be interested in it, but she would never get on there and put nothing on the radio.
No, and the newspaper article will do an article on us switching over when it happens. And I know you will get, as you said, you'll get some internet. And if you need help programming anything, Adam will come do it for you. And it'll all be fine. You know, it's one of those things that sounds... I think people have a hard time with change. And that's really what this is all about. But I think once it happens and everything settles back down in, it'll be just like normal. We'll be here every morning doing the same.
You can't do anything without the internet these days.
I know. It's one of those worlds we live in. But you know what? Maybe we'll pick up listeners in other parts of the country.
Okay.
Hey, thanks.
Later,
bye-bye.
Scott.
Yeah, we had somebody else calling in there. If you have a question in regard to the Quarry Street situation, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I don't know why that road has never been paved. It could be funds. It could just be money issues. Or why there's no Port-a-John out there in the area. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
I don't know. I don't think you will be here again.
What's that?
I don't think you're going to be hearing from me again.
Oh, why is that?
I'm not going to sit there and dial like that. I mean, I told her from about 8:30 to 10, I said, that's all I did was call in, and I'm not doing that anymore. And stuff, but she called me, and she told me that they really like the show.
Oh, good.
And stuff. But no, I mean, the other time when I tried, I said, would you believe this is the first I won in a year, and I try every month to do it. And stuff. And I said, I'm just not doing this anymore. And but she tried to give me money. And I said, no. I said, if you take money, I think Scott can't get the tickets anymore. And I said, no, for gas money. And I said, no. And stuff. But she really appreciated it. So, and stuff. But I don't know. To me, I said, I was wore out from calling in like that. If I didn't know she didn't want those tickets, want another set of them, I wouldn't have bothered. And stuff, but I'm going to tell you in today's paper, they've got your favorite thing for the restaurant inspection.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yes. They've got your favorite place.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yes.
What was going on there?
Well, there's different things. They got the one up on Main Street, too, and they got Wendy's on Mount Vernon. Mostly packaging. You have to keep certain foods separated. The meat can't be above vegetables and stuff like that, and different stuff. And I think it's the, it was just like silly things. Like, let's see right here. Different stamping on the lettuce, tomatoes, and onions and stuff like that. But they did get the one place I told you where they do not label their poisonous things and their cleaning supplies, and they made them label that because that one place out in California, they like to dump their, I guess they pour vinegar over their french fries, and they were an older group, and as they were eating them, I think it was some kind of oven cleaner, and it just burned their throats, so I don't know how that came out and stuff, but they just got a few this time.
Well, that does sound a little rough.
You'll see it when you get the paper.
Yeah, I have
but
to
they
do
got
that.
A nursing, they got a nursing home, too, and it had quite a... I think it had the most.
Well, I'm glad that everybody had a good time on Saturday night.
Yeah, she did. Well, I know she has, I think, two kids in high school. And I said, well, you know, when I used... I gave her tickets, I know, at least twice or three times, like the zoo tickets or something. I said, you can only get, you know, call in once a month and get one set. And I said, it would take me 2 to 3 months to get her, you know, the ticket. You know, and I didn't mind, but this, you know, I can't believe it took me a year to win something. And I said, I'm not calling in like that anymore doing that.
And you, so, won, you won twice in 3 days.
Well, I had taken the first set. You know, I didn't know what to do with the first set because who I asked couldn't go. And then I thought of her at the library. I had given them to her before. But she didn't work that day. She had that day off, and when they called her, she didn't answer. So I ran the tickets back to your radio station and taped them on the door. And then when I was going through the bank, I went back up on Center Street to the bank. She called and said, well, she would take them. So then I had to run back to your radio station. I thought if a host gets in there and puts them on again, got them off. And then she met me... over, you know, by Kroger's, and I gave them to her. And then she said, well, you know, if I could get another set, you know, she'd take these too. That's why I listened Friday night, you know, and stuff, and tried to get her another set and stuff. But she met me out at Grand Prairie Flea Market, and she tried to give me money, and I said, no. I said, you can't sell the tickets or give money for them. She said, well, it's gas money. And I said, I had to come out this way anyway to pick up my mail, so... and stuff, but she did. She said they had a great time, and see, I thought they had to pay to get into the fair, and I thought these tickets will really help, and she said, no, there's no charge getting in.
No,
and I said, you're kidding me.
There is a charge to get in the fair, but with these tickets, you get in for free as well.
See, I didn't know that, and I figured with four of them going, and sometimes I don't know if they take the kids, take their boyfriends or something, girlfriends or whatever, And I thought, well, this will really, you know, save her. And she said, no. I thought she said this year they didn't charge at all, even if you didn't have tickets. Maybe I didn't get that right.
Yeah, no, they're charging because Angie and her daughter went down on Saturday, and they're charging.
Oh, okay. And she said, this really helps. And I said, well, I said, you know, and stuff. She said, the tickets we didn't have to pay. And I said, you're kidding. And she said, no. So
I'm glad it all turned out.
Oh, yes, yes, I'm glad
I'm not doing that again.
I talk so much.
No, if you need any help programming your Fire Stick, because I did check for you over the weekend, you can get us on your Fire Stick. If you need any help, just call Adam, and he'll come over and do that for you.
Yeah, because when I try to enter the things, I have to sit here and do it. And then, you know, like when I'd win once a month or something, I could always do other stuff. I have a little transistor radio and do things and stuff. And this way, I just have to sit here, you know, the hour or two, whatever you're doing this stuff. But we're seeing stuff. And I told her, I said, if other people called in, I said, you wouldn't have got them. I said, a couple of people called in, and I said, I just kept calling and calling, but I knew you wanted them. So
I'm glad it turned out good.
I am too, because she said she really enjoyed it. So I just wanted to let you know.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye bye.
Goodbye.
Now, has anybody else had any fun down at the Ohio State Fair? We have a remembrance we're going to do next hour, which I'm sure a lot of people are aware of. But we've only got 17 minutes left this hour, so we're going to save that for next hour, our remembrance. And we've got a special coming up tonight here on the station. So stay tuned, because next hour we're going to talk about that. But the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. I know we sent a lot of people to the Ohio State Fair last week. We sent people to Drew Hill last night. We sent people to Foreigner on Friday night. We sent people to Nelly. That was Nelly right there, our Nelly caller, on Saturday night. Hope everybody had a good time. If you have any reports on that, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Or if you have anything to say about the Quarry Street Park, give me a buzz there. But a big announcement next hour coming up in regard to a special coming up here in a remembrance on WWGH Radio. Now, we do have tickets tonight for the Zach Williams concert, and I imagine there are some people who want to go to that, and you do get into the fair for free with these Zach Williams tickets, as well as the concert. So here's what we're going to do. We only got 16 minutes left in this hour, and as I said, I did know somebody was beeping in there, so if that was you, call back, 740-751-4038. All right, in the next 15 minutes, we're going to try to get a winner here for two tickets to Zach Williams, We the Kingdom, tonight at the Ohio State Fair at 7 p.m. And here's how we're going to do that. We're going to do it with the old Family Feud. For every entry, you'll get a chance to win. Now, we only got 15 minutes, so you're going to win very quickly here if you want the tickets. If you don't want the tickets, you can still play along. But here's the category. Name a food you would give up if you had high cholesterol. Name a food you would give up if you had high cholesterol. And we have six answers on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a food you would give up if you had high cholesterol. Six answers on the list. 740-751-4038. A chance to win two tickets tonight to Zach Williams, We the Kingdom, at the Ohio State Fair. And again, this is a very, very popular Christian artist, I believe, Zach Williams, and should be a great program tonight at the Ohio State Fair. And again, if you don't want the tickets, just play along here, and we'll see if we can get these answers. What is a food you would have to give up if you had high cholesterol? Six answers on our big list here. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, no relation to Britney Spears.
Yes.
I think you should quit Big Macs or Whoppers or similar large hamburgers with extra ingredients. They're not good for you anyway.
No Big Macs or Whoppers.
Okay, well, I guess that'll keep the cardiologists in business, won't
good,
it?
Good guess, though. Thanks. All right, name a food you would give up if you had high cholesterol. A food you would give up if you had high cholesterol.
740-751-4038. Now, again, we have two tickets here to Zach Williams' We the Kingdom tonight at the Ohio State Fair at 7 o'clock. Go ahead, caller.
Eggs,
absolutely. Number one on the list. Now, would you like a chance to win the tickets?
Yeah, I want a ticket.
No problem. Glad you're playing along.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Bacon, potatoes.
Bacon, let's see here. We do have bacon on the list, absolutely. Would you like a chance to win the tickets?
No, thank you.
No problem. Thanks for calling. Go ahead, caller.
Potato chips.
Potato chips. Let's see here. No potato chips on the list. Good guess, though.
Thank you.
No potato chips on the list. We have eggs and we have bacon. A food you would give up if you had high cholesterol. We've got eggs and bacon so far, your big breakfast foods there. But there are still four other answers here. 740-751-4038. The prize today, two tickets tonight to the Ohio State Fair to see Zach Williams' We the Kingdom. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And we're going to do the drawing here in about 12 minutes. Does anybody you know want to go see Zach Williams' We the Kingdom? Do you want to go see Zach Williams' We the Kingdom tonight at the Ohio State Fair? Remember, as our caller just told us, you get in the gate for free as well. Go ahead, caller.
How about ribs?
No ribs on the list. Good guess. Go ahead, caller.
What about French fries?
French fries, yes. French fries are on the list. Thank you.
French fries are definitely on the old list here. No potato chips, but French fries are there. French fries, bacon, and eggs so far. Still three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. Two tickets to Zach Williams, We the Kingdom. Nobody in the competition yet, so I tell you, if you get in the competition, you might win. We're going to draw here in 11 minutes.
Go ahead, caller.
How about pizza?
Pizza. Yes, pizza is on the list. You got it. Go ahead, caller.
Nobody wants the tickets, do they? I'll say ice cream, one of my favorites.
No ice cream. Good guess, though.
Okay.
No ice cream on the list. We got the French fries, the pizza, the bacon, and the eggs. Still two answers left to go. We got French fries, pizza, bacon, and eggs. What two answers are left? 10 minutes left to go. Zach Williams, We the Kingdom. Tonight at the Ohio State Fair, 7 p.m. start time, and you get in the main gate for free as well. 740-751-4038. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about lunch meat?
No lunch meat, but a good guess.
No lunch meat on the list. All righty. A food you would give up if you had high cholesterol. Name a food you would give up if you had high cholesterol. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Pasta.
No pasta on the list. Go ahead, caller.
What about fried chicken?
Ah, fried chicken is on the list. How you doing, Trish?
Oh, still got my stiff neck. I'm going to go to the doctor tomorrow.
Now, have you forgiven me for the Willie Nelson comments yet?
Yes.
Well, I appreciate it. Hey, we got those tickets coming up. I think Thursday morning we're going to draw, because I think the concert's on Friday. Did you want to be in for these tickets tonight?
No, I can't go down.
Oh, no problem. Well, hey, I hope your neck feels better.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, 740-751-4038. You know, I haven't heard from our friends the Shirks lately. I hope they're doing okay. Phyllis and Larry, two of my favorite people. Just couldn't be nicer people. Hope everything's well with them. All right, we got one answer left. Fried chicken was on the list. So we've got eggs, bacon, fried chicken, pizza, French fries. One answer left. A food you should give up if you have high cholesterol. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Ron.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, that concert the other night was pretty awesome, but I've seen them before, but someone went for the first time with me, and they've got a new look on that group, so.
So that was, you went down to Foreigner, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Those seats were pretty good, too, Scott.
Well, see, I think we do have good seats. I think they have given us good seats.
Yeah, when you walk in the arena there, there on the ground is like the stand, like by the stage, and then like the seats are like right to the right. So there wasn't a bad seat in there.
I'm glad to hear that. Do you want to go to Zach Williams tonight?
No.
Okay, it's We the Kingdom. It's a big Christian band.
All right. Well, I'm waiting for you to do the Ice Cube one.
Yeah, Ice Cube, I think, is Thursday, so we'll probably do those Wednesday, I would think.
Okay.
Yeah. So stay tuned.
All right.
Well, hey, I'm glad you had a good time. Thanks, Ron.
Oh, yeah. I loved every minute of it.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Well, we had another satisfied customer. We've heard today that people love Nelly, and we've heard that people love Foreigner, so people are having a good time at the Ohio State Fair. We have two tickets to Zach Williams here and one answer left on our list. If you have high cholesterol, what is a food that you might give up? We have eggs, bacon, fried chicken, and pizza and French fries. Still one answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have high cholesterol, what is a food that you might give up? One answer left. Eggs, bacon, fried chicken, pizza, and French fries. We already have.
Go ahead, caller.
Chocolate.
Not chocolate, but that's a good guess.
Chocolate is not on the list. If you have high cholesterol, a food you might give up.
Go ahead, caller.
How about pork?
Not pork, but that's a good guess.
Pork, not on the list either. If you have high cholesterol, what is a food that you might give up? We have eggs, bacon, fried chicken, pizza, and French fries. I want to give away two tickets to Zach Williams tonight. We the Kingdom at the Ohio State Fair. If we get an entry, you'd be the winner right now. We're going to draw these tickets in about 3 minutes.
Go ahead, caller.
Cake or pie?
No cake or pie.
Cake or pie do not make this particular list today. If you have high cholesterol, a food you might give up is what? We have eggs, bacon, fried chicken, pizza, French fries. One answer left to go. What is it? 740-751-4038. Zach Williams, We the Kingdom tickets here.
Go ahead, caller.
I don't know. Something deep fried?
Nothing deep fried, no.
No deep fried items on this particular... Well, fried chicken's deep fried. French fries are deep fried. But the last item is not deep fried. Something your doctor would tell you to give up if you had high cholesterol. 740-751-4038. One answer left here. We've got eggs, we've got bacon, we've got fried chicken, we've got pizza, we've got French fries, and we've got two tickets to Zach Williams, We the Kingdom, tonight at the Ohio State Fair at 7 p.m. And you do get in the door for free, so that's not bad at all. Does anybody know the final answer here? Now, we're going to have a big remembrance next hour. We're going to give away some tickets next hour as well. But if you have high cholesterol, what is a food that you might want to give up? We have eggs, bacon, fried chicken, pizza, and French fries. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. One answer left here.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Steak?
Not steak. Good guess.
Steak is a good guess, but not the answer we're looking for. All right, I'll tell you what. Is there anybody out there who wants a pair of tickets to Zach Williams tonight, We the Kingdom? Call in here, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Coffee.
No coffee. No, no coffee on the list.
Coffee does not make the list. All right, anybody who wants Zach Williams tickets out there?
Go ahead, caller.
So...
No salt. That'd be something you'd need to give up, though, for sure.
No salt. Anybody out there who wants Zach Williams tickets, since we do not have an entrant so far, Zach Williams, We the Kingdom, tonight at the Ohio State Fair. All righty.
Go ahead, caller. What's that?
How about burgers?
I didn't hear you.
About burgers.
Oh, no burgers. No burgers on the list.
No burgers on the list. All right, we're down to the final minute here. 740-751-4038. Is there anybody out there who wants a pair of tickets to Zach Williams' We the Kingdom tonight at the Ohio State Fair? And our Family Feud question is here. If you have high cholesterol, what's a food you might want to give up? We've got bacon, fried chicken, pizza, French fries, eggs, and there's one answer left. 740-751-4038. Well, we have a remembrance coming up next hour, so stay tuned.
Go ahead, caller.
Pastries.
No pastries. Good guess, though.
How about sugar?
No sugar.
No sugar?
No sugar.
Okay.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be back in 15
minutes. You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP Marion, Ohio.
Anyway, I'm going to give it now, 740-383-9944. We're doing current events, and we're going to fly through them here. If you want to join in at any time on any current event, any memory, anything you want to throw on the table, do it right now, 740-383-9944.
The dog of the week, world famous from Saint Martin.
Is that
called
sangria?
Huh?
It's not sangria.
Oh, no, sangria is in Italy. This is guava berry juice.
Guava berry.
Have you ever heard of guava berry?
I have had a lot of guava berry juice. Non-alcoholic.
This has got guava berries in it in the bottom, and it's called guava berry rum.
Oh, okay.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola.
By the way, I do want to wish a happy 95th birthday to Jane Meadows. Turned 95.
Well,
yeah, a few days ago.
You have to get her on if you get through her secretaries.
Her secretaries are difficult to get through. Once you get to Jane, you're okay. The secretaries are a little difficult.
Force field it's around.
Yeah, force field around Jane Meadows.
Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Programming on WWG.